Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The most banned network in the world.
We are live. It's Friday, April 19th.
The 248-page patent for the Moderna technology that was administered to people in the COVID shots was filed in 2020. The patent lists several embodiments or variations of this technology. And while we don't know who got what embodiment, we know that several different batch numbers were deployed, and some were far more deadlier than others. According to the Moderna patent, this technology contains self-assembled nanoparticles, and in certain variations, these nanoparticles can be used for the controlled release of compounds once they are in the human body. These lipid nanoparticles are encapsulated into a polymer hydrogel, a controlled release coating that includes polyvinyls. This has been verified by Anna Mielchia and Clifford Carnicom's research. In a 2013 TEDMed talk, Dr. Ido Bachelet says that these nanorobots have already been successfully developed in Israel and that they can be injected into the human body with a basic syringe. He shows an image of what they look like, and they appear to be the same structures that the fifth column found in their research and claimed was powered by 5G, which was confirmed by Dr. Bachelet.
My team developed nanorobots that carry antennas. These antennas are made from metal nanoparticles. Now, the antenna enabled the nanobots to respond to externally applied electromagnetic fields. So these versions of nanobots can actually be activated with the press of a button on a joystick.
In the following video, it is being discussed by developers in 2015.
The nanorobot we designed and fabricated is a machine that can be programmed to autonomously recognize target cells and deliver payloads to those cells.
The basic idea is to make a cage or a basket that protects a fragile or toxic or precious payload and only releases it when it's at the right moment.
The nanorobot that we designed actually looks like an open-ended barrel or a clamshell that has two halves. So the two halves of this open-ended barrel or a clamshell are linked together by flexible DNA hinges, and the entire structure is held shut by latches or locks that are actually DNA double helices. The way it works is that in the absence of the key, which is a molecular protein, the duplexes are held sufficiently strong to maintain the entire structure closed. But when the key is present, that piece of DNA that we designed to recognize that key switches to bind to the key, and the duplex zips open.
The work of Todd Callender's team at VaxChoice.com have concluded that these shots contain a variety of synthetic pathogens that can be released with external 5G frequencies. The Moderna patent describes these nanoparticle mimics, which mimic the delivery of a variety of pathogens, and lists over 100 of them within the patent. And according to the work at VaxChoice, these synthetic pathogens each have an IP address. They are cataloged by the Department of Energy, and they use cesium-137, which we have been contaminated with from the environment, as a building block for their construction within our bodies using external frequency. And their research shows that the Microsoft patent filed in 2020-060606 cryptocurrency system using body activity data is now in effect, and that this technology is turning the human body into an antenna which can output energy, meaning that humans are being turned into batteries to fuel the digital AI prison that is being built around us. And if you choose not to comply, the technology includes a built-in kill switch. Thanks to many independent researchers and scientists, we are figuring out their agenda, but they continue to walk freely among us, unrestrained by any justice whatsoever. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
This is such an incredibly important report. It's all documented. nanobots that release toxins and harvest energy from the body. I'm going to have it reposted on my X account. We're going to upload it there right now. I'm going to be talking about this today and a lot more. Stay with us. I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
It's Friday, April 19th, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours, as we are weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, ahead of Owen Schroyer in the War Room, right here on the InfoWars Radio/TV/Internet Transmission Network. We are 199 days, 12 hours, 53 minutes, 21 seconds. The most important election in world history. All right, we've got a very, very full plate here to hit today. We have a special guest we'll tell you about a little bit later in studio in the third hour. But let me just tell you what's coming up today. I was sitting here this morning getting ready for the broadcast in the last few hours thinking, all this news is so incredibly important and interesting and informative, and it all ties together about this incredible experience we're having on this amazing planet, hurtling through space, orbiting this amazing sun in the middle of God's universe. But when I was watching again yesterday and today, Greg Reese's report, we'll put on screen for you, a video report I'm about to post on Real Alex Jones on X, you have to understand that it's all documented. That little five-minute report is decades of research and admissions that we're being colonized by self-replicating nanobots inside of our body that are manipulated by 5G and other frequencies, and that this is a fact in the mainline medical literature. So we'll pull up that headline for TV viewers and radio listeners so I can read it to you again. We just played the report in the first 5 minutes of the broadcast, but some stations don't carry that. Some radio stations and TV stations don't carry the first five. Nanobots that release toxins and harvest energy from the body. That's the headline, but the headline's not even hardcore enough. So I'm coming up with a hardcore headline here in the next 15 minutes or so, and I'm going to post it, re-upload it to Real Alex Jones, because I want to spend some time on this. But you have to understand, this entire global project with nanotech and computers and forced injections, and the federal government saying last week they're going to inject children without parental consent with whatever they want. That's one of the big headlines we've got here. And the central bank digital currencies and the world government, all of it is part of a larger admitted scientific plan. And the mad scientists, the military industrial complex controlled by the technological elite that Eisenhower spoke about and warned about, have a plan for us. And they roll it out in increments, and they roll it out through different attack vectors. But in the final equation, ladies and gentlemen, it is a post-human rollout. So we just posted the video to the front page of X. I'm going to have it made the top video, even above the live show feed, on Real Alex Jones. And I just reposted it under the headline, "The Post-Human Experiment is Live. Must watch emergency report." And this has already been deployed, and it's literally been confirmed by hundreds of mainline medical institutions. That we have all the Bill Gates and MIT patents. The communist Chinese have their patents. This is really happening, and the people in the management level of this that are aware of what's going on, they believe they're getting ready to transcend their humanity and transcend their bodies and are forcing an accelerated evolution. So this big discussion we're having right now is really the only discussion. They're trying to play God. They're taking over God's plan. It's going to cause mass illness and disease and pain and death, and has already caused that in the process. But they believe out of that primordial chaos will emerge the Superman, or as Nietzsche called it, and then Hitler followed it, the Ubermenschen, the Uberman, the Uberboss. So that's what we're facing. That's what we're dealing with. And I saw this about 6 months ago, but I wanted to air it again. And later in the broadcast, I'm going to air her whole 11-minute presentation. She's a very impressive lady, and I've got her bio. We'll get to it in a moment. But at a Better Way conference in 2023, one of the presenters was Laura Aboli from AI and Transhumanism to Being Human. And then later I'm going to air the whole report. Before I had all this other huge news, Israel striking Iran, and day five of the Trump show trial, criminal trial in New York, and more videos of the head of NPR, who's also involved with Wikipedia, admitting they control reality. They're lying to us for our own good. They're censoring everybody. The FBI warning of imminent massive cyber attacks right through the election. All the hyping of civil war. JP Morgan selling 80 million customer transaction histories. Total violation at so many levels. World Health Organization official admits vaccine passports were a scam. They're attacking the front runner to be Canada's new leader, Pierre Poilievre, or however you say his name, for talking about central bank digital currencies and then showing clips of me talking about it. It'd be like if he talked about a hurricane and I talked about it. They go, look, he's talking about the same hurricane. Or if I talked about an NFL game coming up, and so did he. Oh, look, he's controlled by Alex Jones. He's talking about some imaginary central bank digital currency or global ID or social credit score, ESG. These are all real things that aren't in the planning phase, that are now in the deployment phase, but they don't want us to discuss it. So I'm going to play a clip of this really informed lady who boils it down so nicely, Laura Aboli, and then we'll be back after that with more.
The final goal is to eradicate humanity as we know it. Once you understand the final destination, it becomes much easier to look back and identify the psychological conditioning, the biological tampering, the cultural grooming, and the educational prepping that we have been subjected to for decades in preparation to making us accept a post-human future. It takes a lot of physical and psychological abuse to get an intelligent species like ours to agree to its own extinction. Most, if not all, that has transcended in the last 60 years was designed to get us closer to accepting such a dystopian reality. Whether you care to accept it or not, we live in a hyper-controlled matrix where our perception of reality is meticulously planned, managed, and executed in order to control and steer us in whichever direction they wish. And the direction is a post-human world. For this, they first needed to destabilize, dehumanize, and demoralize humanity through every means possible. The destruction of the nuclear family, children being indoctrinated by the state, abortion, the eradication of God and spirituality from education, life in mega cities and away from nature, toxic food, air, and water, social media, replacing real human connection and interaction, engineered financial crisis and taxation, endless wars and massive migration, stress, anxiety, depression, drugs and alcohol, constant fear-mongering, moral relativism as the new religion. And I could go on and on about how humanity has been influenced and forced to move away from all the things that give us strength, security, purpose, and meaning. They're weak, immoral, disconnected, ignorant, and unhealthy population is an easy target for the next stage, the creation of an entire generation of androgynous beings. Masculinity is under attack psychologically, culturally, and biologically. Women are being replaced in sports, entertainment, and politics by men pretending to be women. And children are being indoctrinated at school to think that gender is a choice. The transgender movement is not a grassroots movement. It comes from the top. It has nothing to do with people's freedom of expression, sexuality, or civil rights. It's an evil psyop with a clear agenda to get us closer to transhumanism by making us question the most fundamental notion of human identity, our gender. Identify as a hybrid between a man and a woman, you will be easily convinced to become a hybrid between human and machine. Gender ideology.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, then to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action, it will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they can be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's getting crazier. The head of NPR hates the Constitution of the USA. And of course, we're talking about Catherine Mayer, the head of NPR. And she says the number one threat, we'll play the clip in a moment, the number one threat to fighting disinformation is that you have you have a reality that's not based on truth, but is based on whatever she and others say it is at the Atlantic Council, which is one of the top governing boards over the intelligence agencies, and is a revolving door between the intelligence agencies and private megacorporations who then deploy these operations against humanity. And if you wonder why almost all of the leaders of these globalist groups are women, that's because in our epigenetics, we don't see a woman as bad a threat as a man when you're being surveilled, when you're being censored, when you're being disappeared, when you're being persecuted, when you're being debanked. And that ties into every Hollywood movie or every major video game that comes out. This has been public for more than a decade. They denied it at first. Is given a funding memo that your script has to comport into that agenda. And men are bad, white men are the worst, women are the bosses, pregnant women are bad, families are bad, and math is racist. Two men can have a baby. It's meant to not empower women or, quote, minorities who are the majority worldwide. It is meant to have them ideologically like a religion, and it's not like a religion, it is a religion, their identities, believing that they're about to get a leg up in the world by joining this political, cultural, religious, spiritualist, transhumanist agenda. And she's in other videos that we have talking about how there is no truth but their truth. So they have a truth you must follow that's totally evil and out of control and goes against nature and common sense. And then common sense and God's system and nature itself is under siege and is outlawed in the final equation. So there's a lot of videos of her talking about it. Here's a headline. NPR CEO Catherine Mayer reveals how she ruined Wikipedia. And she goes on to say there is no hard truth, so we can do whatever we want. These are in speeches and Twitter postings. We can do whatever we want. And because we are the moral authority, you have to follow it. But there is no morals when you say you have them. So you're an animal we program, but we're gods. And we tell you what to think and do. And when we say something's moral, it is. When you say something is your moral compass, it doesn't exist. Here's a quote by her on X. She says that she abandoned the free and open internet as a mission of Wikipedia. This is a quote. Because those principles replicated a white male Western construct and did not end up living into the intentionality of what openness can be. Wow, you talk about cult brainwashing, what openness can be. So what do they call the white male world? Well, it's the better parts of Western civilization, science, technology, innovation, a social safety net, a very strong egalitarian classical liberal worldview to treat people well and to have checks and balances. And so the whole world saw that system that was far from perfect, the best house in a bad neighborhood, and the whole world copied it for 150 years or so, and we saw great innovation and great empowerment and great freedom. And everybody wanted to come to the United States and a few other places that had these basic freedoms because you didn't have any of those freedoms anywhere else. Everything was class. You were frozen where you were. Women didn't have rights. But because the West pushed a classical liberal program, they had to attack it. The globalists that want to get rid of that because it empowers the population with a false liberalism. You look at what a liberal is today, they're pro-war, they're pro-censorship, they're pro-torture, they're pro-pedophilia, they are pro-mutilation of children, they farm homeless people and criminals and incentivize people not to work so they can break down society. They destroy everything they get their hands on. But they never admit it's official, even though it is official. It's always Hollywood accused of pushing pedophilia, Hollywood accused of pushing anti-family values, Hollywood accused. And anyone that sits back and looks at this and say, they didn't put women to the workforce because they cared about women. They wanted everybody working to be able to socially engineer them so the state could raise the children. And by every metric, women are not happy today. There's always been women in power positions and women that wanted to go out and do those things, but biologically, it's not generally what women want. And they'll tell you they want a family, they want children, they want a man that goes out and does the lion's share of providing. It's seen as a sign of success if that's how they do it. But now, 70% of the college grads are women. Almost all the new corporate executives are women. And we're told because they are inherently better than men when they're just the other part of the human species. The truth is we're the species divided into two groups, but operating as one species. And any attack on a woman or any attack on a man or an attack on children or an attack on a black person or a white person or anybody is an attack on the species itself. So they're establishing this broken Cloward and Piven strategy that breaks society by design to be able to bring in these total controls. So I want to go to break and come back and play a couple of clips of her talking about how truth is subjective. But again, what she means is you're an animal, you're programmable, you don't have free will. The left always says dogs don't feel love. Well, of course they do. Oh, and you know, when you think your dog's happy wagging its tail, you're just projecting that on. No, no, no. They don't want you to know you have free will and that you have a soul and that you can govern your destiny and that you can make decisions. They want you to think you are less than an animal so that you give control of your psyche and your mind and your destiny to them so they can turn you into a soulless robot automaton like we saw in that classic silent film from Fritz Lang, Metropolis. And they know the power of humans to develop and build whatever we can envision, given enough time, and there's an acceleration of that. So they're programming into the consciousness a dystopia so that we will accept that. And after I've talked about her and a lot of other news, my job is not really focusing on Hollywood. I don't watch very much Hollywood garbage, but I did, flying back on an airplane from vacation, watch Barbie. But people said, oh, shows both sides. No, it doesn't. Pure poison. And then I watched Civil War last night. And people are like, oh, it's not political. You don't even know who the bad guys and good guys are. It was horribly anti-American, horribly snuff filmish, globalist fever dream. I knew within 30 seconds of the movie starting, I leaned over to my wife and said, and whispered to her ear, this is what the movie's going to be about. And in the end, it was exactly what I said. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Finally, nothing moves. High news. Black Rolling.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now. Coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide. So Wikipedia and NPR have always been leftist deception centers, but now it's cartoonish in how bad it is. And the CEO of NPR, that's also heavily involved on the board with Wikipedia, has come out and said the problem is the First Amendment. And yeah, we basically tell you whatever reality we want you to believe for your own good, because we're the self-appointed righteous ones funded by BlackRock and the private shareholders of the Federal Reserve. So here she is saying the number one challenge in her fight against disinformation, when they're the biggest liars out there, is the First Amendment of the United States. Here she is.
The number one challenge here that we see and is, of course, the First Amendment in the United States is a fairly robust protection of rights. And that is a protection of rights both for platforms, which I actually think is very important that platforms have those rights to be able to regulate what kind of content they want on their sites. But it also means that it is a little bit tricky to really address some of the real challenges of where does bad information come from and sort of the influence peddlers who have made a real market economy around it.
The First Amendment in the United States is the big obstacle. Now, here she is saying she believes the truth is subjective and the pursuit of truth can get in the way of getting things done. Before we play that, though, she said we've got to protect people's rights, so we've got to be able to take everybody else's rights away. Oh, you want the taxpayer to pay for a penis and a vagina? Canada just approved that. Oh, we have the right to brainwash your 7-year-old and put them on puberty blockers and fast track them to have their genitals removed because your child has a right for us to brainwash them and take them away from you. These are monsters who've already taken us trillions of miles into hell. And they're following a scientific transhumanist model to so confuse us and so demoralize us and so scramble our brains, we don't know which end is up or down. Here she is declaring war on logic.
The hard things, the places where we are prone to disagreement, say politics and religion. Well, as it turns out, not only does Wikipedia's model work there, it actually works really well. Because in our normal lives, these contentious conversations tend to erupt over disagreement about what the truth actually is. But the people who write these articles, they're not focused on the truth. They're focused on something else, which is the best of what we can know right now. And after 7 years of working with these brilliant folks, I've come to believe that they are onto something, that perhaps for our most tricky disagreements, seeking the truth and seeking to convince others of the truth might not be the right place to start. In fact, our reverence for the truth might be a distraction that's getting in the way of finding common ground and getting things done. Now, that is not to say that the truth doesn't exist, nor is it to say that the truth isn't important. Clearly, the search for the truth has led us to do great things, to learn great things. But I think if I were to really ask you to think about this, one of the things that we could all acknowledge is that part of the reason we have such glorious chronicles to the human experience and all forms of culture is because we acknowledge there are many different truths. And so in the spirit of that, I'm certain that the truth exists for you and probably for the person sitting next to you. But this may not be the same truth. This is because the truth of the matter is very often, for many people, what happens when we merge facts about the world with our beliefs about the world. So we all have different truths. They're based on things like where we come from, how we were raised, and how other people perceive us.
No, there are truths like water boils at a certain temperature, water freezes at a certain temperature. But there are certain truths that if you chop somebody's head off with a machete, that they're going to die. Or that if you chop a little boy's penis off because you convince him that he's a woman, he still has male chromosomes. He just doesn't have part of his body. So she's telling him, you can still have your truth, but we're going to go out and create for the general public the deception. And that's what Wikipedia is. And that's why Google is so obsessed with it. A lot of you probably say, we don't go to Wikipedia. We've known for decades. It's crap. But they're using Wikipedia for Google's AI as its programming script. It's distorted reality that then NPR and CNN and all the rest of them go to so they can read off the same sheet of music in their little symphony of deception. So they can read off and sing off of one hymnal in the church of lies that they call the Ministry of Truth. In 1984, George Orwell, who was Eric Blair, came from a very elite family that had then lost its money. He'd been in the Imperial Police in India and around the world. He became a communist. He then became one of the top Fabian socialists. He was the head of propaganda for the OSS, placed inside the BBC. And he discovered that it was a cult of power at the top that wanted to destroy reason and destroy logic so they could rule over everyone. And he wrote a bunch of essays that I've read that have been published in several books and different variants of it. And I found the non-fiction writing of George Orwell to be even more compelling than the writings he did in 1984 and obviously his other amazing book, Animal Farm, that was written for the general public to understand it. But he was a moral communist. He went and fought and got shot in the neck by the Nazis in the Spanish Civil War. He believed in it. Then he saw the corruption of the Russians, and then he saw the corruption of the Fabian Socialists, and he was at the highest levels on the board of the Fabian Socialists, that is the most powerful globalist group in the world at that time and still to a great extent today. Their symbol is a wolf in sheep's clothing. You can type in the official symbol, logo of the Fabian Socialists. It's a wolf putting on a sheep's skin. And he explained in 1984 in fiction, but also in his essays in nonfiction, one compendium I read was To Kill an Elephant. To Kill an Elephant was just one name of one essay, but that was the name of the larger, huge, thick book I read when I was about 18. I'm sure you can find it republished out there. But the point is, he explained that he wanted to know the world. So he was down and out in Paris. He became homeless on purpose in England, got locked up for a long period of time in a poorhouse where they had forced labor still. He was at the heights of the British government. He was at the lows. He really was a man in the streets. Contracted tuberculosis that later killed him in 1949 from doing it. But Eric Blair explained this, that O'Brien torturing Winston in 1984 is the archetype of the Fabian Socialist. And O'Brien is torturing him and says, listen, Winston, we know you were following the party. We know you weren't going to resist us. We just want to torture a beautiful soul that could still see beauty and see goodness and totally wreck your mind until when I show you five fingers or four fingers, you don't see any fingers. You only see a blur and what I tell you, because there is no truth except I'm going to trample you and I'm going to be trampled and tortured and destroyed as well very soon, Winston, because we serve dark forces that want to destroy humanity and stomp on a human face forever. A black boot stomping on the human face forever against God, Winston. We are satanic. We worship a dark force, and you look at the wrinkles on my face and the black circles around my eyes, and you look at how exhausted I am and how I work 20 hours a day torturing good people to death. He said, you don't understand. I enjoy it, and I love serving evil. And when we're done with you, skip the break, please. When we're done with you, we're going to put you out to pasture in the Chestnut Cafe. You're going to drink crappy synthetic gin. You're going to watch television and all the brainwashing and lies. And you're going to believe it instead of being one of the chief propagandists writing it. And Winston Smith is the archetype of George Orwell.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding the InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Paper articles and republish them. That's what it is. It's the ministry of truth for real. You've got the ministry of love that tortures and murders and kills people. It's all there. And why would we turn our lives over to these people? Because through stimuli, negative and positive, through Pavlovian punishment and reward, through operant conditioning, they will give us a carrot for submitting, but that only puts us deeper into the cage, and then we pay for it, times a thousand. Or they give us a little shock, a little nudge, a little punishment. Oh, we might be called a name. Oh, we might lose a job, maybe a bank account. It'll get a lot worse once they're full control grid, once the straitjacket and chains are in place. Now, our only hope, and it's more than a hope, it's a guarantee of destiny, is to reject them and to take the pain now. And you'll learn that the pain, not in a masochistic way, but in a way of transfiguring or transcending, that the more pain you go through fighting these people, you will see incredible results. You will see incredible victories. You will see wholesome things happen. You will be invigorated at a cellular, biological, spiritual, electrochemical level. And then, if you'll only challenge the New World Order with me and join me, you will become completely taken over, but not through deception, but through free will, like a woman loves a man or a man loves a woman and they love their children. You will be in a family. And then no threats will do anything to you anymore except direct you to where the enemy is afraid, what they are scared of, what they don't want you to look into. And you will take the pain as the navigational line to where you need to go. And I've used this analogy many times. I'll use it again. B-17 pilots, like my father's father, in World War II in North Africa and then into Italy and into Germany, volunteering for more than his 22 missions, watching his buddies B-17s get blown up over Germany. They didn't have radar. It was just coming out. They didn't have it out there in the field. They didn't have good lines on how to get to the spot for the factories and the troops to bomb them ahead of the landing forces that were coming years later in the Army Air Corps. But the Germans didn't lie when it came to where they put the anti-aircraft guns. They put them around the factories and around the key bases. And so they knew to steer into the flak clouds of exploding shrapnel and into the B-17s and the Liberators and the Lancasters on fire exploding. But they knew they were delivering their message as well, as their buddies went down around them in some missions losing half the aircraft in the first year. Many missions half the aircraft, some more. They steered into the flak clouds and into the intensity and looked through their scopes with the matching map of the target they were supposed to hit and dropped their bombs. And that's what we got to do. If you were at a camp out, there's a big raging fire, and your three-year-old's running around with other kids having fun around the campfire in the woods, and then for some reason a kid goes crazy and forgets what they're doing and falls, and I've seen this happen one time, into the fire. Doesn't matter if it's your neighbor's kid or your child, but your child, you see your three-year-old stumble and fall into a good-sized campfire. If you don't instinctively reach into that fire and pull them out and pull them back and put them out, they're going to die. If they're in there 30 seconds to a minute, they're dead. But if you instantly don't think and go with instinct that God already programmed, that is your thinking, that is the program, if you see them falling, you might catch them before they enter the flame. You may pull them out and all they get is their hair burned. They want you to not think from your instincts God gave you, not think from your innate programming. They want you to learn to turn that off so when the time comes, you don't reach into the fire. But what if in a fictitious experiment, your enemies had your three-year-old, and they said, if you don't get in that fire, we're going to burn your three-year-old up. And you knew they were going to do it. You'd throw yourself in that fire because you're designed to do that. Maybe you wouldn't. And when people have that attitude, we lose everything. Because we're willing to give it all up, we gain everything. Because we'll lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters, we're giving everything. And the enemy knows that, so they create this false, oh, give the homeless free houses, take everybody's money in California so they can kick out the walls and crap on the floors and the liberal social workers can sell them fentanyl and skim the money. No, no, no. Tough love. You can't let them manipulate your instinct to sacrifice yourself for others. You think it through. You understand already what needs to be done. Because these decisions aren't like a snap decision to grab your child out of a fire. That's a default. Or if your child walks out the street and you see a truck coming, you run out to push him out of the way, even though you might get hit. It's not a thought. You do it. In fact, I sent a video a month ago to the crew, and I forgot to play it. Maybe they can find it. It was 3 weeks ago or so. And it was a bear, a brown bear, a grizzly bear, looks like a female, climbing over a woman's fence to steal food out of the trash can. It attacks her dogs, and the woman attacks the bear and runs it back over and throws it, when it's coming over the fence, throws it off the fence. Not a big woman. You know, police have seen this. It's been documented where a woman gets out of a car, it's turned over, and her two-year-old's pinned under it, and the police can't pick it up. And an average woman gets under there and picks the car up off the child because it's commitment, and because the brain has a governor so you don't break your back, where they've hypnotized Olympic athletes and things, and they can live twice as much when they're hypnotized than before they're hypnotized. Well, that woman gets hypnotized because the bear is coming over her fence, and so she throws it off. And it's not like picking up a car, but the point is, she goes into action mode. She's not thinking. She shoves the bear over the fence, grabs her dog, and runs away. Protect my baby. That she sees the dog is at a genetic level. She doesn't want to have a fight with the bear. As soon as she saved the dog, she runs. She fights when she has to. If it's smarter to run, you run. But we don't have anywhere to run with the New World Order. They're coming down on us. They're evil. They're using psychology. And they count on us not understanding that and realizing the only way out of this is pain. There's going to be suffering. Nothing is gained without suffering. But there's going to be a lot more suffering if we keep submitting to this evil. And we're going to lose our consciousness and our souls in the process. So there is no choice, if you understand what I'm saying, than to fully commit yourself against this evil. And you can't do it without the transmission, without the spirit, without the broadcast, without the receiving of the operational manual. And that only happens by saying, God, you're knocking on the door. I'm opening the door. And maybe God came knocking before and you didn't open the door. So God, it doesn't knock after that very much. I come back every 10 years. Now you got to go knock. Hey, you came by a few times. I didn't open the door. I'm at your door now. I'm asking you to tell me what to do. And God will do it. And you'll open up a universe you never knew existed. And God's waiting for you on the other side. All right, I kind of preached this hour. I'm going to, like a laser beam, review Civil War, review Barbie, quick snapshots, because I didn't do what everybody else was. I finally watched it because I had time. Absolutely pure poison, but a little bit sugar-coated, so people didn't get it. Surprised nobody got it. I've not seen any reviews that get it. My crew got it. I said, I'm going to expose Civil War today. And one of the crew members was like, yeah. Started rattling off all my observations, but I didn't see them anywhere else. So I'm going to rattle those off. I'm going to get into the huge news on the Israeli strike on Iran. I'm going to get into Democrat mayor of Los Angeles, Karen Bass, wants wealthy residents to buy housing for homeless people. Yeah, sounds good on the surface. It's not. Huge fight with Elon Musk and the dictatorship in Brazil. And how many times have I told you the CIA and State Department ran that? Big breaking mainstream news, documents. It's all over the news. The CIA, State Department got Bolsonaro banned. They're running the Brazilian communist government. Incredible information. I'm not bragging. I just told you that the last 4 years over and over again. Of course, I've talked to Bolsonaro's sons and all the rest of it, so I also knew about it. So we've got all that. We've got so much coming up today. We're going to break. Please remember, we're listener-supported. Can't fund this operation without you. We have amazing products that enrich your life and those around you when they use it. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off. And it's the last few days of DNA Force Plus for 50% off and Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy for 40% off. Those sales are going to end, but Vitamin Mineral Fusion will be going for probably a couple of weeks. Got a good supply of it in. InfoWarsStore.com, but Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, and DNA Force Plus, those big sales end by Monday. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. All right, we'll be right back with hour number two, absolutely jam-packed with info they don't want you to know.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I know, as viewers and listeners, You've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.